Live at CSUN 2010, this is Michael Off, and I caught up again with Gail Yarnell here. We're at Perkins Products. A case made by Executive Products for the NLS player to give it that added protection. Why don't you describe that product?
The case is, the price is $39.95, and it's a leather-like product that protects the case. It wraps around you. When it's open, you have access to all of the buttons and the connectors and the places you put the cartridge. It has a hand-carrying strap and a shoulder strap, and it has a pocket, an external pocket, that'll hold three cartridges.
Oh, nice. Okay. And speaking of the cartridges, you sell those as well.
We do. We sell 1 and 2 gig cartridges. We sell them alone, or we sell them with the cable. The combination package for 1 gig with the 3-foot cable is $17.95. And for the 2 gig cartridge with the cable, the price is $18.95.
So for one extra dollar, you go from 1 to 2 gig.
Right,
I can't imagine at that point why you would buy the one. But
it's surprising. Some people just still like the 1 gig. They hear 8 books. They think that's funny.
That's good and helps you probably move the product. I know these had to be bought in bulk, and that's been part of the problem in getting the distribution. But
yep.
So that's good. You have it with the cable, and like some companies that just sell it and you don't know, and you get it and you're like, well, how do I use it?
It is a tricky cable. It's not that we're the only place on the planet Earth that sells them.
No, that's true. It is out there. It is out there. I've seen it with certain other cards and things. I just don't know what it's called to tell people, here's the cable to go on and order. But so that's a nice setup there. And of course, you're selling. You got your Seika displays here, and
yes,
of course, you have the classic and the newer Perkins.
At this display right now, we only have the new Perkins.
Okay.
We have, there may be a classic coming. I'm not sure. Our boxes haven't arrived.
We had that issue as well. But so one thing, I had a couple of users ask me if we could somehow demo, and we talked about it, but demo it, get a feel what it sounds like, because it does, the literature says it is quieter, or you know what it feels like. Is that something we can do here? Is this?
I think so.
Okay. Why don't we do that?
Okay. We have to. It's at the whole other end of the table.
All right. Well, we will traverse our way down the table, and I guess this is it right here. Okay.
Now, do you want to braille?
Yeah, I think I will braille. I can braille. I see Gayla.
That's, well, I was writing my name and then showing how it, you could correct the
mistake. Oh, okay, right. Yeah, that's a part of it.
I need to let you know that I have a meeting I'm already late for, so I'm going to be a little more
A little quick, okay. Well, just be quickly. I just want to hear what it sounds like when you type on
it. All
right,
well, I'm going to go to a new line, and I'm going to make sure I'm at the left margin, and I'm going to write my last name this time.
Okay. So it is definitely quieter, because I've got the mic pretty close to it, not right on it.
I think it's a little bit easier touch.
Okay, let me try one if I could. She typed Yarnell, and I'll hit the space bar, and I'm going to set my device down. I know you got to get going, so I will, let me see. This is, okay.
I'll tell you a trick.
Okay.
It works a little bit better if you lift your fingers all the way up with each letter.
Okay, so they got to hear the bell.
Bell is quieter.
Yes,
bell
it is.
Bell actually frightens children sometimes if it's too loud.
Okay, how do you return?
All right.
You hold it.
No, don't. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to tell it back.
Oh, you push down on the top.
No, you don't push down on the top. That moves it from the left to the right. If you're moving from the right to the left, you just put your hand gently on the right-hand side and push towards the left.
Left. Okay. I was trying to make it harder than it had to be.
Yes.
I'm sure it's well documented, all this.
So. Yes.
Well, they're printed out very clearly. Michael Loff is a nice guy, whether it's true or not. But anyway, it is there, and you got to hear the bell and hear the... there is a little art for fast typists. You got to make sure that you raise your fingers off of it. Otherwise... But
you don't actually have to remove your fingers from the keys, but let the keys come all the way back up to the up position.
Right, so that is maybe a slight adjustment from using the original Perkins, but that's a pretty good feel. But I know you have to get going. I was just trying to explain this product.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gail.
Okay.
Check it out, perkinsproducts.org. Is that it?
Yes, it is.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Live at CSUN 2010, this is Michael Off of the SaroTalk.com blog and podcast, and SamNet Radio.